Babe, did you see that Moto Casino is giving a $1,776,000 worth of prizes?
That's why they're called America's Social Casino, celebrating the birth of America bigger than anyone else.
You can win incredible experiences at NASCAR and F1 races and a grand prize of 1 million sweeps coins.
So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Hour number three, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking ahead to the Titans and the Philadelphia Eagles coming up on Sunday. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Zach Berman, who covers the Philadelphia Eagles for The Athletic. Zach, good morning. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for taking time to be with us. So, Zach, I'm sure, as you're aware, lots of conversation about A.J. Brown this week in Nashville as the Titans prepare to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. What's your sense of how A.J. Brown is viewing this game and maybe what this game is going to be like from him from an emotional standpoint on Sunday night?
Well, so he's saying that he's not enlarging this game, that his focus this week is getting back to consistency after an uncharacteristic few weeks from him here. And trying to keep his emotions in check. But as you and your listeners know, there's a lot of history there, right? And if you just look at his history of these big stage games, from his first game with the Titans to the playoff game, to his last game, the playoff game last year, if you look at some of his games at Ole Miss, he tends to rise to the occasion. So I imagine it's going to be a big game for A.J. Brown on Sunday.
Yeah, what's it been like just in terms of, I mean, I've seen some of his comments, Zach, and I know you have a great piece on him today at The Athletic, starting out with, like that first game in Cleveland for him and how he kind of rises to the moment in big moments. But what's it been like this week? Just the media, the questioning of him, the answers from him, like, do you feel like he's, trying to avoid the issue? I know he's kind of said the things that you probably want him to say if you're Nick Sirianni, but what's that been like in terms of just the media interactions with him on the Titans?
So he's downplayed this game, and he said some of the comments that he said when the trade went down, that he had wanted to be a Titan for, he wanted to finish his career with the Titans. He said he feels like he won the trade in the fact that he set up his family for life. He's on a 10-1 team right now. Things are good in Philly for him. But there's obviously a lot of anticipation for this game. He says he really hasn't been following the Titans other than watching one game this year. It's the type of thing, too, with AJ where, if you're in Philly and you're following these past few weeks, he set a career high in a few weeks ago against Pittsburgh, and then the four games since, his production's been down. He's fumbled twice. He injured his ankle in one game. Last week's game, he was sick the entire week, lost 7 pounds, popped a blood vessel in his eye from vomiting so much. So he really just wants to get right this week, and from his public comments at least, that is taking priority, if you will, over the nature of this game.
Zach Berman with us here on Robbie and Rex Road, covers the Eagles for the Athletic. So, Zach, the Eagles coming off the game for where they ran for about 1 billion yards against the Packers on Sunday Night Football last week. How, if you're the Titans kind of scouting the Eagles here, how do you prepare for the running game and the element that Jalen Hurts brings there, both in the designed run game but also the scrambling that he took advantage of on Sunday night against the Packers as well?
Yes, if you know the answer, you should let Matt LaFleur and the Packers know, right? Because it's the big challenge for defenses playing the Eagles, because they have one of, if not the best offensive lines in the NFL. They have a really good quarterback who can run the ball as effectively as a lot of running backs in this league. And then they have a running back who can pick up yards and chunk and is breaking tackles this year in Miles Sanders. So there's not really a clear answer for it, other than the Titans have an outstanding run defense. They can often win at the point of attack, and that's where the story of this game is. Obviously, AJ Brown is a great storyline for us, but in terms of how this game will be determined, it's if that Titans front with Simmons and Autry and all those guys can win against an Eagles offensive line that has been, over the past decade, one of the best in the NFL.
And, of course, you know, as you guys were talking about, Jalen Hurts has been – he's a tremendous threat. They do a lot of things designed with him. But also, Zach, I mean, he's better than I thought he'd be, frankly, as an NFL quarterback, as a passer, after watching him in Alabama. What about you? What's your sense for his progress as a quarterback in this league? What's his ceiling? And, you know, do you feel like he's a viable MVP candidate?
Well, to the latter part of the question, yes, he's absolutely a viable MVP candidate. When you look at the numbers, when you look at the team success, when you look at what he means to this team, he's absolutely in that conversation with Patrick Mahomes and you know, the top players in the MVP chase. As far as his progression, the development has almost been off the charts, right? And this was the big question for Hurts when they drafted him, and then at the end of last season, is his consistency as a passer. The way he's playing this year, he didn't play like this consistently last year, and he's taken major strides. Obviously, the addition of A.J. Brown certainly helps that, but he's beating teams with his arms, and there have been games this season when he's barely run the ball, and the offense has been explosive and has been put up and has put up points, and he's shown he's not a quarterback who you can force to be one-dimensional, because he'll beat you with his arms, he'll beat you with his legs, and as he'll tell you too, he'll beat you with his mind. He has a real good command of this offense. He knows where the answers are, and that's been apparent not just in one or two games this year. That's been apparent throughout the season.
Well, Zach, we talk a lot here about, you know, Mike Vrabel and the job that he's done with the Titans and the credit that he deserves for the consistency that they've been able to have over the past few years. From your vantage point, Nick Sirianni and the job that he's done, both with Jalen Hurts, but also the team as a whole, how much credit does he deserve for the turnaround that we've seen in Philadelphia?
Quite a bit, because he certainly was not a high-profile hire. I mean, unlike Mike Vrabel, there probably weren't a lot of fans who knew Sirianni's name when the Eagles hired him, right? And he's really grown as a coach. He gave up play calling responsibilities last year. I think that showed a lot about him. He's built system around the players he has, as opposed to trying to force his players into a system. And then he's also created a really strong atmosphere and environment in Philly. And, you know, that's a big thing with him. And this is a tight-knit locker room, and a lot of it comes from Sirianni. And then he's making good decisions. He's getting this team ready to play. He has them healthier than they've been in past years, and a lot of that goes back to some of their practice habits. So there's been a lot to like about Sirianni, really dating back to the middle of last year when they had that turnaround to make the playoffs in his first season. And then you look at this season, 10-1, best record in the NFL. Sirianni's a big part of that.
Zach, how good is this Eagles defense? A lot of some injuries, but a lot of depth and talent up front. And I imagine that, as much as we're all talking about AJ Brown, there's a lot of talk of number 22 for the Titans this week in the Eagles meeting rooms.
Yeah, this is, in my opinion, an underrated defense, at least locally. I think when you look nationally and you see the numbers and you see the production that they stack up there with some of the top defenses in the league. Locally, there can be some angst about their run defense in particular, and that's a big story this week. Obviously, with Derrick Henry, and the Eagles have made some personnel adjustments this year, adding Linval Joseph, adding Ndamukong Suh. But the big thing this week for the Eagles will be if Jordan Davis returns. Their first-round pick out of Georgia He's been out these past four games. His practice window started yesterday. He'll be at practice today, and I think there's a shot he can play on Sunday. And the run defense is much better when he's in the lineup than when he's not in the lineup. So that's definitely something to watch. But then the other thing with this defense is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He got a bad injury last week, and he'll be. It's a lacerated kidney. I can't imagine he's going to play on Sunday. He'll miss some time here, and they don't have a lot of depth in the secondary. Actually, the player who will fill in is going to be undrafted rookie Reed Blankenship from Middle Tennessee State, and he's definitely someone to watch. And that had a good game filling in for Gardner Johnson last week with the interception, but he's unproven. And it's a big question mark going into this game.
Well, Zach, we're really looking forward to the game coming up on Sunday. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks for being with us. Zach Berman from The Athletic, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans and the Eagles. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. More on that coming up next. But first, Joe Rex Road has a word from OrderGreen.com.
I do have a word from OrderGreen.com, the nation's number one online provider of all things THC, cannabis, fantastic products that have been very helpful to me, both mentally and physically, and also a lot of people I know, friends and family. And you're talking about edibles, gummies, vapes, flowers, anything you can think of, they've got it. THC, CBD products. You've got a team with extensive knowledge of these products, which means you as a customer know you're getting the highest quality of products from a reputable provider. Nationwide same-day delivery right to your doorstep. You get 25% off every shipment of gummies with a subscription to OrderGreen.com. And if you use promo code JOE20, you get 20% off your first purchase.
Make sure you tune in later this morning at 8:45 for your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click and win a pair of tickets to a future Preds home game. Pick to Click brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. Visit tjandersonhomes.com to see why they're referred to so often. And Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda J. Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this Thursday morning. Thanks to Zach Berman for joining us in the last segment. We have some NFL headlines to get to coming up in a few minutes, including a story out of Denver that I just find to be hilarious, but we'll get to that coming up a little bit
later.
Yes,
Robbie.
At 8:30.
I don't know this one. I'm excited.
You should be. It's going to be fun to discuss. Looking ahead to the Titans and the Eagles coming up on Sunday night. It is kind of amazing. I remember we were doing the show, and like Nick Sirianni got hired by the Eagles, and we were just kind of looking at the introductory press conference that he had, and I was like, who is this idiot that the Philadelphia Eagles have hired? I mean, do you remember that press conference? Yeah. It was unbelievable.
Oh, it was fodder. It wasn't quite Davis Mills' neck it was pretty good fodder.
It was pretty good fodder. And you look, the results are what they are. They made the playoffs last year in a terrible NFC, but they made the playoffs last year. And this year they're 10-1 and are on track for the one seed in the NFC. And they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Now, do I firmly believe that they're the best team in the NFC? I don't know. I mean, I think they're in the conversation. I think there are some other teams that are right there with them and maybe a little bit more complete. But they're really good, and they're going to be a factor in the playoffs. And they're 10-1, and the offense, that's really the thing. Like, the Titans' defense, I feel really good about. And I think that they're one of the top defenses in the league when you factor in the whole picture. This is going to be an interesting challenge to see how they respond, both at the line of scrimmage with the offensive line that Philadelphia has, but just the combination of the running game and the passing game going on the road to a team that's 10-1 and has a you know, an MVP candidate quarterback. This is a really tough test for this Titans defense. And, you know, I don't know that, you know, DeNico Autry is going to be available this week. We'll find out a little bit more on that front as the injury report starts to come out today. I have my doubts that he will be based on the way the injury happened a couple of weeks ago. And the other part of this, Joe, that's interesting from the Titans standpoint, like Jeffrey Simmons has been banged up, and I think you can see that a little bit the last couple of weeks that it's affected him. And this is a game where you really need Jeffrey Simmons to be as dominant as possible against that front that Philadelphia brings to the table. I'm not saying he can't do it. It would just be – it'd be nice for Jeffrey Simmons to be completely healthy heading into this game. Right now, I just don't think he is.
Yeah, I mean, he said, you know, it's getting better yesterday, but he did not practice yesterday. And Autry didn't, and I'd be shocked if Autry is part of this game. So we'll see. I would expect another DNP the rest of the way. Now Molden also, by the way, the groin listed, and he didn't practice. So I don't know if that's a setback or if it's that they're managing it and being careful. That's another
Hopefully
thing.
Hopefully it's that.
Yeah, I will say. Boy, the Titans injury report is 7 people. And for the Titans injury report to be at 7 people on December 1st, and one of them is Cody Hollister, who everybody wants to never play another snap again with the Titans. Neck limited, by the way. That's pretty amazing, actually. So you also, by the way, and good news on the injury front, and you know, Tannehill talked about his ankle yesterday, too. I mean, that's the same thing. Both those guys, I mean, the Titans would really love if they could just pause time for a week, give them both the full rest and get him back full, but you don't have that luxury. But Ben Jones, full participant. I think he's going to be back. And Randy Bullock, full participant. So, you know, if Caleb Shudak would have just been perfect Sunday, would it be more like who knows who's going to get the job? Vrabel still was non-committal on that.
He was. Well, look, obviously they like Shudak. I mean, they've kept him around through this whole thing of him being injured. I mean, kickoff-wise – I mean, he's better than Randy Bullock. He just puts it through the back of the end zone. I think he's probably got more leg to him in the field goal game, too. But you also have to be able to make 35-yard field goals. Like, if you can't do that, not doing much good out there.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we'll see Randy. Yeah, the Titans, one thing that I've noticed this week, Vrabel has said it, and a lot of times, you know, Vrabel says something, and you'll hear very similar things from players, you know, calling the Eagles best team, the best team in the NFL. I've heard that from a few different people. Hey, it's the best team in the NFL. Which, of course, look, if you are what your record says. Sure. They got the best record, but I don't think they're actually the best team. To your point on, I don't know what Vegas odds are right now. I don't have them in front of me, but I think there are people who believe the Niners and Cowboys are better candidates to go to the Super Bowl.
I've already said the Niners are going to the Super Bowl in the NFC. That's my call shot. They're going.
That's my pick at the beginning of the season.
They're going.
That's very good. I don't hate that pick at all. No, I think it's – I mean, look, my hesitation there really is – it's Jimmy, but I think they got enough. They've got a very good all-around team, and the Cowboys. With that defense and the way Dak's playing, that's the thing. That's going to be a fascinating, even a race to the end for that division. But look, it's for the Titans. It's a 10-1 team. It's a team that right now is 10-1. By the way, the questions are flying on. You haven't, my guy Johnny Glenn, he's asked every single person in the organization this week about how, they've had one win against a team with a winning record and all these things. Yeah. So you put that in everybody's heads. They know they're going to the Eagles. You got the A.J. Brown thing. I mean, it all adds up. I'll be very surprised. And really, I think it'll be very disappointing if you're a Titans fan if the Titans don't come out and play really well Sunday and have a chance to win in the fourth quarter of this game. That's what I expect.
That's what I expect, too. And the real question, when we talk about the running game on the defensive side of the ball for the Titans, like can you slow it down with Jalen Hurts and Philly? Like to me, I'm equally as intrigued by the Titans' running game. Can you get it going against Philly? Their run defense hadn't been great so far this year, and they got run on really well against Green Bay last week. I always feel like it's a little bit different with the Titans. Like, it's Green Bay. They've ran the ball well all year. But, like, in the back of your mind, when you're taking on Green Bay, you're still like, well, it is Aaron Rodgers out there.
Right.
I mean, it's a little bit different. Like, they're going to completely sell out to try to shut down Derrick Henry this week. And can the Titans run on him anyway? I mean, we heard, you know, Kaharsky talked about it yesterday. I think even Vrabel brought it up with Kaharsky yesterday, like the six-man front that they've been looking at the last few weeks. It's not like it's new, and that's just like a brand new thing happening, but it's given the problem, given the Titans some issues the past few weeks. Can you run the ball against this Philadelphia defense? And look, it's not great timing because it looks like Jordan Davis is at least going to have a chance to be back in there coming up on Sunday. And you talk about a space eater. That guy can eat up some space.
Yeah, it's kind of some, you know, if he is back, it's a little bit of bad luck. You know, they get, you know, the Bengals have had DJ Reader banged up, and he comes in and makes a huge difference last week for them. A big difference for the Bengals. And I think it could be something similar if Jordan Davis is ready to go. And that's why he went where he went, you know. It's amazing. I mean, it's amazing the talent coming out of Georgia and the impact a lot of them are having quickly in the NFL. And obviously, I mean, last year he was like getting some Heisman votes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's a different kind of guy. So, yeah, but either way, it's the same thing. It's like you take on the Titans, you know what you have to do, and you really don't have anything that scares you away from doing it. So that's where the storyline of Treylon Burks outproducing A.J. Brown in a win for the Titans fantasy scenario comes into play.
It absolutely does. More of your thoughts on the Titans and the Eagles, 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We'll take a look at some NFL headlines, including just a story out of Denver that is pretty funny. We'll get to that coming up next as well. But first, Michelle Knezevic has a word from Superbook Sportsbook.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Robbie. And speaking of this game this weekend, listen, the line has shifted a little bit towards Tennessee. It started at 5.5, but now the Eagles are only a 5-point favorite. So listen, I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans to cover that spread. I think that the Eagles will win on the money line, but listen, I think that this game is separated by about 1 or 3 points. And Superbook wants to know if you can make your parlays pop this holiday season. Win some money from Vegas with the weekly parlay bonus from Superbook Sports. If you place a 3-team football parlay, Superbook will give you a $10 bonus voucher. Listen, you can do a couple NFL games. You can do any of the college games. We've got championship weekend coming up here, and it's your holiday bonus courtesy of Superbook Sports. So rack up the wins and earn some holiday cash by betting parlays with Superbook. Download the Superbook Sportsbook app and place your parlays today. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Play silly underdog picks today. Pick 3 football underdog teams you think will win this week. For a chance to win great prizes, you can play now at thegamenashville.com or the Game Nashville app. Silly underdog picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports, voted #1 sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game, discussing some NFL headlines with Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezevic and myself. And Joe, one of my favorite stories of the year came out yesterday. You know, we've been following the Denver Broncos and the Russell Wilson stuff for all season. It's been a disaster in Denver. Russell Wilson's been very bad, and we saw that firsthand here in Nashville when the Broncos played against the Titans. And then you go back to last Sunday, and you've got a defensive tackle just basically in the face of Russell Wilson, screaming at him, walking off the field, and everybody wants to know, like, what happens, or what happened, what was said, what's going on there. And then a report comes out yesterday, and I think Mike Kliz of 9news.com was the first one to throw this out there, and then it would just took off like a wildfire yesterday. Apparently, Sierra, who, of course, Russell Wilson is married to, threw a birthday party for Russell Wilson, and apparently only half the team showed up in Denver, and that's now a very big talking point that the half the team did not show up for Russell Wilson's birthday party that Sierra threw. Mike Florio was talking about it on Pro Football Talk. It says, quote, Kliz provides a glass half full take as to the party being half full as it relates to Wilson's teammates. But the simple reality is that about half the team wasn't there. That, frankly, seems to be a little bit more significant. Think about it. Sierra's throwing the party. It was surely swanky with plenty of great food and drink and entertainment and whatever. Unless only half the team was invited, which would be a separate issue, why wouldn't everyone go? So only half the team showing up to Russell Wilson's birthday party. The story of the day with the Denver Broncos. Joe, your thoughts.
Well, this really is a glass half full or half empty question.
It really
right?
is.
I could look
back
at that.
To the sunshine blowers or the doom and gloomers here yeah. on the program.
I actually think that's pretty good turnout, isn't it? I mean, like when
I mean the success rate, not bad there. You're not going to get 100%,
right? You're not going to get. I mean, people have stuff going on, right? I mean, a lot of these guys are a lot younger than Russell Wilson, and they might be, like, doing more fun young people stuff than going to old man's birthday party. Right?
Well, also, do you guys remember earlier this year when players were saying they needed to make an appointment to talk to him or talk to his assistant, right?
Really?
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that, but if that's the case, I'm blown away that half of the yeah, stuff is like birthday party.
Jeez.
Wait, I need to...
That sounds like Saban, you know, with the Dolphins when the memo went out that yeah. people should speak to Coach Saban only if he addresses you first.
Correct. Yes.
Because, like, you know, someone in the building is like, "Hi, Coach Saban.
Leave me alone.
Do not talk to me." Wow. What a – so I wonder, is this tied somehow to, like, him getting screamed at?
I don't know. Maybe.
What kind of cake was that crap? Was that before or after the party?
That's a great question. I mean, this is very symptomatic, emblematic of the year that Russell Wilson has had. Now okay. the big story coming out of the Broncos is half the team didn't show up to his birthday party.
I'm trying to
it's
think
like we're in first grade.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was right about that.
You got
by
your
the way,
party bags, everybody.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman said it on a podcast that people would be required to go through his manager.
Oh, in Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay, wait. So you're telling me that, like, in the locker room or walking out onto the practice field, obviously you can speak to someone if they're, like, right next to you, no?
I mean, I guess.
Like, does that mean, like, if you want to, like,
if you want to get in contact with
him. If you want to have, like, a one-on-one talking about something, talk to his assistant, dude.
Because he doesn't give out his digits.
It's so. Oh. See, that's just, that's.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's so weird because. And honestly, this goes back to when he was at Wisconsin. There was always conflicting messages about great leader or no one likes him. I mean, he really does go back to Wisconsin. And when he transferred from NC State to Wisconsin, there was all this. Well, actually, a lot of people at NC State. I mean, I remember this from being in the Big Ten at the time. And it was like, well, I don't know. He seems pretty good, and they seem to like him. And he's pretty awesome, but I don't know.
Well, look, we talk about – well, I shouldn't say we. I talk about Shane Beamer being a big cheese ball out there.
Yeah.
I mean, Russell Wilson, come on. Lot of cheese ball behavior, whether sure. it's doing the high knees on the plane or the just walking around at midfield with the hands in the air, just with nobody out there watching him, just walking around like he's doing yoga or something. And some of the TikTok videos that he comes out with. I mean, the dude's weird.
Sure. Yeah. And that's fine, but just don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, weird's, I think weird's great.
We're all
and
weird
when you're,
a little.
When you're, right, and when you're winning, it's like Bull Durham. You know, weird is colorful,
yeah.
you know? And then when you're losing, then you're a loser. I mean, but I will say, like, this entire – like, the whole thing with Russell Wilson, there is a little bit of emperor has no clothes. I mean, look, he's done what he's done as a quarterback. It's yeah. He's been – you know, he was great for many years. But this fall has been –
it's pretty incredible.
I'm trying to think of something that would compare to this. Because, again, Jared, what was it? 3 first-round picks and Kevin Byard? I mean, but look, I mean, we can laugh at Jared, and we will. But I was also
– yeah.
I mean, we talked – the day that this happened, I was like, oh, my God, the power of the NFL shifted. Denver is going to be one of the teams to watch this year. Holy cow, what a brilliant move. Oh, and Pete Carroll, what are you doing,
yeah.
man? And how – this is another great example of how – well, dumb we are.
Well, there's that, and I had to triple check this headline yesterday. I was like, this is like some Onion stuff out there from the Onion of like nobody showed up to Russell Wilson's birthday party, and that was the story in Denver yesterday. It's awesome.
Wasn't that something like a draft day? Wasn't there something like that too? Right, like the quarterback,
Bo Callahan.
Yeah. Bo Callahan, not a Wisconsin, just like Russell Wilson, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was it, like no one went to his party or something? Yeah. My gosh.
Poor guy.
Incredible.
Well, hope things get better for Russ. Hope maybe next year get 75%. 75% of the team showing up. Maybe 60.
And maybe if they can get to 500.
Well, maybe
who knows?
So.
I mean, how many people went to, like, when Tannehill invited people over? I know all we care about is that Malik Willis showed up so we could mentor him. But,
yeah.
Like, how many, you know, we didn't get an attendance.
Need a head count.
Yeah, like how many people turned down the invite?
Listen, who is not taking a free dinner? I'm like signing up for that.
Right, but you're not an NFL player who doesn't need a free dinner.
Right.
You know?
No, I know. But, I mean, I feel like anybody, guys, if he's like, hey, guys, everybody come over. I'm cooking. Like, who isn't there to be like, yeah, I'm going. I get it if you have, you know, something. But I feel like half the team, it's Sierra throwing this huge extravagant party.
If I'm a,
I would stay so far away from it.
If I'm a 23-year-old NFL player with a Maserati and like a hot date at the club, I'm not going to Russell Wilson's stupid.
You're going to Sierra's party. Sierra's party.
I am not. I'm not going to put on a little hat. Oh, hey.
Do we think the cake
pin
said
the tail on the Bronco?
Sierra's cool though. He may be weird, but she is an icon. I know you didn't know who she was before the show started.
Can you be an icon if nobody knows who you are?
Rex that's not true. Rex Road, you were under.
Rex Road's involved. Though.
That's on me though. That no, I mean I understand. She's
But Rex Rhodes musically inclined, and he had no clue who she was.
She's an international superstar, so that was a U issue, Rex.
That's fine, but I'll still. You're right, but I'll still stick with if I'm not going to Pappy's 33rd birthday party just because his wife is a singer. Like you know what I mean?
Pappy.
I'm sorry. I just. Like, I may have things to do.
Listen, if you're 20, you want to go meet all her friends.
Yeah, it could be, I guess. I don't know. I feel like you're swiping right and you're just hitting the club, but whatever.
Do we think the birthday cake, you know, had some reference to Broncos country, let's ride on it?
Let's ride.
Think that happened? Do you think he, like, walks around and says, like, he said it after, you remember the time he said it after press conference? Like, he's just walking off the stage and he's... Broncos country, let's ride. And he's just walking off.
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on?
Does he, when he ends conversations now, he's just like,
Broncos country, let's ride.
Love your mom, Broncos country, let's ride.
Sierra, sweetie, only half the team showed up, Broncos country, let's ride.
Can I have another piece of cake, Broncos country, let's ride?
Is this going to affect Russell Wilson on Sunday? I have no idea who they play, but, only half the team has your back at the birthday party. I mean, maybe some internal strife there.
I mean, maybe. Let's see. Yeah, they go to Baltimore. So I'm not
liking their chances.
After the Ravens blew that game,
they got like their chances about anybody. Well, against anybody right now.
No, exactly. All right. So I'm going to look at this. So I want to find this actual headline. Let's see. You got Murray firing back over a podcast swipe. I don't know what that's about.
Oh yeah, and now there's that too. I mean, Patrick Will Peterson Levis taking shots at Kyler Murray. Says Kyler Murray. I think his quote was Kyler Murray doesn't care about anybody but Kyler Murray.
Oh,
now they're arguing with each other on Twitter. It's a good time in the NFL right now. Lots of spiciness out there.
It's a tough time to be a short quarterback in the NFL, apparently. Yes. Oh, there you go. Yeah. The
Kyler
Broncos
off.
Hackett dispels gossip around Wilson. So I assume this is
I don't know.
About.
Could be more gossip.
Yeah. Relationships with his teammates. Okay. So it's a bigger picture thing. My goodness. With everything we know, half of them showing up is, I say, good. I vote glass half full. Party half full, glass half full. That's my vote.
I vote glass half empty.
Yeah?
If you're the quarterback,
it's a bad sign.
You should at least be pulling, I think, like 75%. 75% attendance. If you're the quarterback.
And if your wife is Sierra. I'm telling you guys that.
I know that she's cool.
Yeah, but she hasn't come out with like a hit song since like 2004, has she?
But she's an icon.
So none of those guys know
how old is she?
But listen, it's glass half empty because first off, Robbie's point to that he's a quarterback. Second off, she is such a superstar on another level of professional athletes. That cool aspect. I don't even care if you don't like him. If I'm a 24-year-old, listen, I know you're a millionaire and you have a lot of money, but you're still going to that party. That is another level of things.
But we also assume it was a cool party. Maybe it wasn't.
It may not have been.
Like, maybe it was really
it really
lame.
May not have been.
Yeah, know? Maybe there was like a jump and face painting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we hope things get better for Russell Wilson and that maybe next year a little bit more of higher attendance on the birthday party front. I couldn't believe this was a story in the National Football League yesterday, but it was.
And we just spent a whole segment
on
it.
We just spent somehow an entire segment on it. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. It is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click. The Preds in action tonight, taking on the New Jersey Devils. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. If you guess the goal score tonight for the Predators, you'll win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. It is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road. The Preds in action tonight, taking on the New Jersey Devils. Puck drop at 6 o'clock, pregame at 5 o'clock, which I will be there for, here on 1025-1063 The Game. So make sure you're tuned in for that. Preds Pick to Click brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. The standings in Preds Pick to Click are as such. The listeners still in first place with 5 correct answers. Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic tied after that with 4, and don't look now, but Robbie Stanley on the board the other night with Roman Josi's goal, up to 3. So the comeback is on.
Uh-oh.
Still in last, but I'm coming after everybody in the competition. With that in mind, let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Tom. Tom, thanks for calling in. Who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
Good morning. I'd like to go with Matt Duchene for tonight.
Matt Duchene, the selection. Tom, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Matt Duchene off the board, and I am up first today, Joe Rex Road.
How convenient.
Yeah, it is pretty convenient. I'm going to go with Philip Forsberg as my selection. Been held off the score sheet last time out. I think he's back on there tonight. So Duchene and Forsberg off the board. Joe Rex Road, you're up next in the competition. No Duchene, no Forsberg. You're pick to click for the Nashville Predators.
So this is like a snake draft where like I go – last, and then I have to come back. Then I do 2 last, and then 2 this, and then 1 time first, and then go back, snake draft.
How long
up.
Have we been doing this?
We'll go that way. Yeah.
It's just, I need to start keeping track of this stuff. You guys are, yeah. Let's see. Man, Nino Niederreiter almost got it done for me the other night.
He did.
I thought that was in. I'm gonna stick with Nino.
Going with Nino. So Niederreiter. Are you sure? The selection.
Yeah, did you want to go with Nino?
Yes.
Good.
I thought I was first today.
Maybe Robbie's just
a whole lot of misunderstanding of the order going on around here. Duchene, Forsberg, Niederreiter off the board. Michelle, your pick to click.
Okay, well, my first option and second option both were taken. So I am going to go with the captain tonight, Roman Josi.
Josi, the selection. Did score the game winner last time out for the Nashville Predators.
It has worked out.
I will say his offense is right about back on par where you think Roman Josi's offense would be. So Duchene, Forsberg, Niederreiter, Josi, the selections in Preds Pick to Click today. Presented by TJ Anderson, Homes of Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. Preds taking on the Devils tonight. We talked about this with John Hines a little bit earlier, Joe. Devils are 19-4. They won 13 games in a row earlier this season before ultimately that winning streak was halted, I believe, by Toronto last week. So, but overall, 19-4. And they're a team that really what stands out about them is they basically have the puck the whole game. So that's – you can win a lot of games when you don't really give teams a lot of opportunities to possess the puck. The Predators are a team that have struggled offensively anyway. My guess is they're probably not going to have the puck a ton tonight based on the way that the Devils play the game. So this is a game, Joe, where, number one, you got to play fast like John Hines was talking about earlier. But also when you get your opportunities tonight – you need to score. You need to make sure that you're capitalizing on those opportunities because the Devils, and this is no knock against the Predators, but it's really just the way the Devils play pretty much against everybody. They got the puck a lot, and that's how they've been as successful as they've been.
And, of course, the Devils, one of those teams that got the high pick.
Yep.
And Jack Hughes having a pretty good year, 26 points in 23 games. And, of course, you know, another the pickup of Dougie Hamilton – has been very big for them too. You know, we're talking all week about a Nashville team going to the Northeast with an emotional reunion. You know, and things getting personal. We forgot to ask John Hines
earlier, like, you know, you doing extra push-ups in anger. Think about the Devils, you know. It's a John Hines Devils reunion tonight, too. Let's not forget that.
It is. I mean, it's not the first time he's been back there, but it is. Well, I mean, I guess maybe I'm reading too much into this, but, you know, you're talking about the Devils, and one of the things that he pointed out was like, well, they've added a lot of pieces in the last couple of years.
I did notice that he said that, yes. Well, I mean, he's not wrong.
Not quite the same team that I had when I was in New Jersey.
Yeah, he's not wrong, but he did make sure to mention that, yeah. No, it's – well, look, did anybody pick the Devils to make the playoffs this year going in? Maybe some people did, but I saw a lot of people who didn't.
Yeah.
Which is understandable.
Sure.
They're one of the stories of the league.
Well, they made some additions in the offseason. You got, I mean, first off, Hughes is playing really well. He's got 26 points, 23 games, like you said. But Jesper Bratt has come in, 26 points, 23 games. He sure looks like he's starting to really figure things out at the NHL level. And their back end has been really good. And you look in goal right now, and they've got, you know, Vanacek's been playing really well all year. And when you get good goaltending and your defense is improved, It helps the overall flow of the team. I mean, look, the big move they made, and we talked about this guy with the Predators in the offseason, was Andre Palat. They went out and got him from Tampa. He's only played in six games so far. He had three goals in six games, but he's not really been there and available for New Jersey to this point. But they're a really good team the Predators are playing against tonight. Like, I've watched them play a little bit. They don't feel like a fluke to me. They're pretty good.
And you're just going to not mention Eric Halla? No, just no.
There's that.
No love for him, huh?
Well, still, look, goes back to Carolina a little bit more in the Eastern Conference. I guess he's just going to get booed every time there. It's still one of the most amazing things in Predators history of watching that playoff series. And, like, every time he touched the puck, I was like, they booing Eric Halla?
Why?
Interesting. I mean, that'd be like the Predators.
Why are you wasting your
time?
Like,
Predators fans booing, like, I don't know.
Freddie Hockey?
Like Ryan Hartman. You can boo Ryan Hartman every time he comes back.
He was here for 5 minutes.
Yeah, like, okay, cool. Way to go, Carolina.
I guess you could boo giving up the pick that you gave up for him. You're actually booing Poyle if you boo Hartman?
Well, maybe so.
I guess that's – by the way, you know, since we're talking about the Preds, I want to go back to the text line. People are telling me that they've actually two or three games now that they haven't played Glorious Domination. I just want to put that out there.
That I've been told is they play it after the win. But they have not played it coming back into the third period like they typically do.
I'll take that. That's a win.
That's a win on your front.
For our program. For our entire program. I say.
Listen, I like the song, but.
What?
What?
First Ciara and now this?
Ciara is an icon, so you just need to chill with that.
Is she though?
Really?
Will you play a song by her? I don't know anymore.
I will
she
play
hasn't
one
had
coming
a hit
back.
Song since like 2004.
It doesn't matter.
How old is she then?
I don't know.
Is she older than Russ?
I think
Why
so.
Why do these guys want to go to this old people party? Oh, let's go to the old couple.
She is cooler than me and anyone in our 20s.
Let's
so.
have an early she's bird at the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, she's 37. He's
yeah, Rex, don't be talking. Well, she's only 37.
They're not going to that stuff. No way.
He's only 34.
Man, the 22-year-old has well, it's nothing to do with that crap. Anyway.
This has been Preds Pick the Click here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll get into the college football playoff discussion, which, by the way, took an interesting turn yesterday. We'll get to all that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.